Good to have you along. So do you remember before marijuana got legalized, but we were certain it was going to happen, Toronto had this issue of illegal pot shops popping up, and it was like a whack-a-mole situation. The illegal shop would set up, and the police would shut it down, and then it would pop right back again. And I understand there's still some of the illegal pot shop activity going on in the city. But now we learn from an article from the CBC, this is happening with a magic mushroom dispensary. There is not a legal way to open a magic mushroom shop, it would seem, in Toronto. But there is one there anyway. I know there are people who are working in the area of trying to legalize mushrooms, more like marijuana has been legalized. I don't know what their chances are or how soon it might happen, if it will. But the fact of the matter is, that doesn't mean that you can just open a shop. Here's what the CBC writes. The city says it has no plans to use its power to shut down Toronto's only magic mushroom dispensary after a Toronto police raid earlier this month, leaving the shop still operating in a kind of what the CBC calls a gray area. It doesn't seem like it is a gray area. That's what people said about the illegal pot shops. It's a gray area. No, they're illegal. There's nothing gray about that. It's very black and white. You have a license, you have a licensed shop. You don't have a license, you have an illegal shop. And this place is called Shrooms, I think. It's spelled weird. Shroomyz. Some of you aggressive Canadians can say it's Zed. Okay, we won't have that fight today. It's a dispensary chain that first opened in Ottawa, became Toronto's first mushroom dispensary after opening this September. Toronto previously saw a situation like this with the interventions on cannabis, they write. So where are we with this? Paul Lewin is a Toronto lawyer who has a focus on issues surrounding cannabis and psychedelics and joins me now. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
Did I mispronounce your last name?
A little bit. Lewin.
Lewin. I'm sorry. I should have asked ahead of time, and I realized as soon as I started to introduce you that I had screwed up on that regard. Do you agree or disagree on the idea that this particular shop is operating in a gray area?
I would say it is operating in a gray area, and I say that because, the law is on the books that it's selling psilocybin is prohibited, but I say it's a gray area because it's the constitutionality of the psilocybin laws are in doubt as far as I'm concerned.
All right, but that has to be settled before you can pop up a shop. You can't, you and I, you're a lawyer, I'm not, but you and I can't just decide. I think it's ridiculous and probably unconstitutional, and I would want to make that fight, that the government of Ontario has decided they're the only entity that can sell booze. I want to start, and you should join me, Jerry and Paul's Liquor Shop. And should we just open one and say it's a gray area?
We should not. We have to comply with the law. That is
okay.
True. But there is good reason to doubt the validity of the law. And I think that's why people say it's not as black and white as many other laws.
Well, there was good reason to doubt the validity of bringing in the Emergency Act. There's good reason to doubt the validity of the speed limit on one of the streets in my neighborhood that I've complained about before. But that doesn't mean I won't get a ticket.
That's true. That's true.
Okay. So to me, it's not a gray area, Paul. It's illegal.
Well, the reason I say the constitutionality is in doubt is because psilocybin is widely used as a medicine. There's a ton of peer-reviewed science behind this, but in order to get it, it's very difficult to get medical access to psilocybin.
Okay, There are all kinds of drugs that are available for medical use with a prescription. Again, you and I can't open a shop selling opioids, for instance.
Yeah, no, absolutely. If you're saying there is a law in the books that says you can't sell psilocybin, and if you do it, you're going to be charged, I would say you're absolutely correct. But I would also say that those people charged could easily raise a constitutional defense in which they'd say and the law is well established that the government can't prohibit a substance that's used medicinally unless there's a constitutionally viable means of accessing it medically. So they need a medical system that works if they're going to prosecute people.
Okay, but I think that the order of events, Paul Ewan is with me. He's a Toronto lawyer who has a focus on issues surrounding cannabis and psychedelics. And now we have a shop in Toronto that has popped up like the illegal pot shops did, selling mushrooms. I understand there is a real effort out there. People are making a business out of trying to legalize psychedelics. I don't have a problem with them doing that. If they can convince me that there should be a legal market, then maybe I could join them in their fight. But I stop at the line of opening a shop and saying, screw the law. We do whatever we want around here.
Well, I also comply with the law. So I hear what you're saying. But as we saw with cannabis, civil disobedience, among various other things, helped move the ball forward. As well as we have a system in which people can't access this medicine. And so some who can't use the legal means to access it have to resort to this. So are they breaking the law? Absolutely. Are they doing a bad thing? And is this law going to remain in effect? Those are different questions.
Okay. Do you think that a person should have to go through the hoops in order to get a medical license or a license to practice as a lawyer?
Of course.
Okay. But people who have no medical experience, no medical teaching, certainly no license, are making decisions that they know better than everybody else, and they should have an illegal substance, and therefore they will go ahead and make that decision. They don't even know what they're talking about.
Well, just as I agree that they have to get proper licenses to sell a substance, the government has to provide a reasonable means of accessing.
What I'm saying, maybe I didn't say it clearly enough, is that a number of the people that I think that you're saying, I have to have this, and medically I have to have this. Well, what's their medical expertise to be able to say that? Just because they want it doesn't make it medically accurate.
Oh, no, I'm the only people who should be getting it. Like, when I say medical access, that means the doctor has approved it.
Okay, but can doctors not approve it?
Doctors cannot approve it, yes.
Why not?
I'm not sure I understand your question.
Okay. Do we have people who cannot access psychedelics, but we have a doctor who says they need it?
Yes, absolutely. Lots of people who a doctor saying this would be good for you. But the doctors, of course, aren't going to do anything illegal. And they realize that their patients have to go through the legal means. But there's lots of people who are not getting access whose doctors support their access.
All right. But I think doctors were among the group of people, not all doctors, but some of the people pushing for legalized marijuana, especially if you were talking about any kind of medical use, some of them were doctors.
That's correct.
Well, then that's what should be happening, is that doctors, as professionals, I mean, if a doctor calls me, Paul, and says, hey, these particular substances, these particular psychedelics are really helpful to people with the following problems, and we should legalize that, I can't argue with that. I'm not a doctor. I want that decided by professionals. I don't want it decided by the rabble, which could include me.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. So this is really what happens. When the government doesn't provide a reasonable means for access, then this is what happens. It doesn't go through the doctor. People say, well, I can't do it through the legal means, so I guess I'm going to go get it through a store. So, I mean, it really does point to the government's failure to properly provide a reasonable means for access.
How do I know this shop is selling a safe product?
Well, I mean, that's the same thing. We could ensure it safer if we better regulated it, if we had a reasonable means of access.
Absolutely. But the chain of events has to be that, first of all, you put in the position of legalizing and having a way of ensuring, as it is with other drugs, that it's the right stuff, not just, I mean, the group of people I'm going to least trust, Paul, are the people who say, screw the law, I'm just going to sell the stuff. I mean, I wouldn't buy moonshine from people like that either.
Yeah, no, for sure. Everything's safer when it's properly regulated and people don't have to go through these means. So the government's failure is making things less safe. It's not just denying access, it's forcing people to go to alternate means of access, which you're saying might not be safe. And you might have a point with that.
Yeah, I think also this is a failure of city government if the shop just keeps reopening all the time.
Well, you know, we should deal with the underlying problem is what I would say.
All right. Well, it's going to become a bit more controversial, I think, because people are just starting to find out about it, so we may talk again. Paul Lewin, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good to have you.
My pleasure.
Yep. I'm Jerry Agar. It's 9:30.